Hi, I'm Sean Sutter, news and feature writer for Search Health IT.
And I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
We are the Hit Squad. Yeah, we love doing it in unison every few episodes.
Keep you guys on your toes.
Yep. Sometimes we do it without it. Sometimes we do it together. So, yes, it is that time again for another episode of the Hit Squad podcast series. And today we're going to have a sort of freewheeling conversation about stuff we've been interviewing people about and writing about, and we may or may not touch on everybody's favorite topic, blockchain and healthcare. See, I couldn't resist touching on it.
I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know too. I've got blockchain on the brain. So, Kristen. So, Kristen, you've been prolific lately. You've been putting out a lot of stuff, and so before we talk about some of these stories, let's find out a little bit about what you're planning to do out in California. In the health IT reporting world, what's your schedule out there?
Yeah, so I'm going to be heading to California. I'll be there all next week. I'll be stopping by Salesforce's big conference out there, Dreamforce. My main objective there is to interview Salesforce's CMIO while I'm at the conference. And while I'm at the conference, I'll probably attend some of the healthcare sessions as well. So we'll see what happens there. I'm pretty excited. I hear it's a big event. Also, while I'm out there, I'm going to be visiting Cloud EHR Practice Fusion. Gonna get like an inside look on the company and talk to some of their experts over there. So that will also be interesting. And other than that, my other kind of big project is I'll be visiting the CIO of John Muir Health, and gonna be talking to him about various health IT topics, from cybersecurity to IoT to maybe blockchain. Although maybe we have too much blockchain. But, you know, anyway, the point is variety of health IT topics. So I'm pretty excited for this trip. I think it's going to be really good. And what about you, Sean? You know, you've been writing a lot about blockchain and we've kind of saturated that area. So, you know, what else are you working on?
Well, it's actually a good segue from your talking about Practice Fusion, which is a cloud-based EHR for ambulatory, because I just wrote a story about Amazing Charts, one of Practice Fusion's competitors, and sort of in that tier of, EHR platforms for ambulatory, sort of, in my view, right below Athena Health and eClinical Works, but a pretty vibrant sector, interesting companies. So I had interviewed the CEO of Amazing Charts, and what I was most amazed about, pun intended, was the user that I interviewed for Amazing Charts is this really irreverent, funny physician from Montana named Jim Legan. And he was just such an interesting, fascinating guy. And then I found out after I interviewed him that I already followed him on Twitter and he followed me. And he, what's interesting about him is he hates meaningful use, but he loves EHRs. And I think there's a lot of doctors out there like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he loves his Amazing Charts, the EHR. So the only other thing I would mention here that I've done recently I thought was pretty interesting was I participated in a conference call a week and a half ago or so, interviewing Vindell Washington, the new ONC national coordinator, which is a redundant title, actually, if you think about it.
Yes.
ONC national coordinator. But he was really an impressive guy. I mean, he's a physician, and he also is an informatician, and he was did a lot of work with documentation in the health system that he ran down in Louisiana, so not too far removed from his physician days, and so I think he's good. The unfortunate part, I guess, for him and for people like him is that he's probably not long for this job, because the administration will be turning over on January 20th.
Right.
And so political appointees, such as the ONC national coordinator, almost always leave, and are replaced by the new administration. Even if it's a friendly administration, like even under a Clinton administration, it'd be almost certain that she would pick her own ONC national coordinator. Mm-hmm. But you never know. Under Trump, who knows?
Who knows?
but So that's it. And so, Kristen, how about you? Like, what other stories have you already done and have published that you were most happy with?
Yeah, so something that I've been kind of looking into lately that I think is pretty cool is robotic process automation. So far, it seems like it's mostly being used for back office functions. But I spoke with a health IT expert from Ascension. I think they're a health system out in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty big.
Yeah, they are.
And I just talked with him about, you know, okay, yeah, it's being used in the back office, but do you see it in the future being used for anything else? And he said that he thought the number one use case for it was revenue cycle management.
Yeah.
You know, just dealing with billing and all those codes and whatever. He was kind of saying that it might be easier to train, you know, like a fleet of robots rather than, you know, a big group of human staff. So to him, he sees tremendous potential for this technology there. He also said that he thought another area that this could be valuable was when it comes to comparative looks on medical records. He said there are technologies that are coming where you can kind of do some analysis on the differences in record states and provide some analysis of what those differences are. So he thinks that that RPA will be applied in EHRs more as we move forward. He also mentioned that, you know, with this technology, it hasn't really scratched the surface when it comes to clinical operations yet, but there could be potential there. He wasn't really sure about that. But another area he said that this could be valuable would be in the Internet of Things. You know, with this technology, he was saying that new data insights are created. There's a lot of, you know, access into older systems that have been used. New data streams can be developed. All those sorts of things. And when it comes to kind of dealing with a flood of data like the IoT will inevitably bring, he thinks that RPA would be helpful in that. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And I guess, you know, only time will tell to see where this technology will be used in healthcare. So yeah, that's what
it's a pretty cool, topic, RPA, I think. So anyway, I had promised, sort of promised, not to talk too much about blockchain, but let me just ask you this, Kristen. If you've talked to a blockchain critic or skeptic recently, and I just went to a blockchain conference in near Washington, D.C., and if you could sum it up really concisely, like, what are the big problems with blockchain for healthcare?
Yeah. I think that my impression from talking to this analyst is that it's just way more complicated than I think people are kind of making it out to be. So like, for example, when it comes to security, I was talking to her about it, and in terms of its application in healthcare, she sees like a list of problems in terms of security. Not that it's not secure, but more, you know, for example, if I've got the key to my health records for in this blockchain, and then I pass out or whatever, and then, you know, emergency professionals come, I'm the only one with the key, so what do you do with that?
Key management is a big issue.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. It talked about at the conference I went to.
Yeah.
And you're quite right, and she's quite right, that it's more complicated than a lot of people make it out to be.
So I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's just because everyone's so excited. It's new. It's exciting. There's potential, absolutely. But maybe people are just not quite getting into the nitty gritty yet, and maybe we're kind of getting into it now.
I think that's really true. The papers that I saw, some of the papers down in ONC and NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology, they're really conceptualizations of how a blockchain in healthcare might work.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, there's no use cases yet in the real world. Although I did mention in my blog I wrote today that in Estonia, the government of Estonia is about to, you know, any day now, implement a blockchain for 1 million health records for storing them securely. But that's kind of an interesting, a unique case because Estonia has e-government,
mm-hmm.
where they're a pioneer in this very small country,
right.
And the citizens are already used to all kinds of digital services and everything's, you know, they all have citizen identity cards with special digital encryption. Number, so it's kind of a different situation, but I promised to talk no more about blockchain in this podcast anyway.
It's so hard.
But anyway, thanks for those thoughts. That wraps up another podcast episode of Hit Squad, And so goodbye, everybody, and check into Surge Health IT for this episode and others. And so goodbye.
Bye.